This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Reverend Wright strikes back. Listeners are firing up our blog with responses to the latest news about Barack Obama's former pastor. Our web producer, Jeff Bennett, has more. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So Barack Obama finally, what some would say, disavowed Reverend Wright following the pastor's recent media blitz. What are folks saying on our blog?
Well, everybody has an opinion. Now, here's a sampling. Bill M. wrote, "I don't fault Reverend Wright for expressing his long-held beliefs and views. What is surprising is how some in the black community are rushing to muzzle him for the sake of political expediency." Another reader named G. Glover wrote, "For me, the Obama campaign needs to learn how to deal with adverse publicity, no matter what the source." And the blogger Audio Dramatist said that if black folks have an interest in seeing Obama elected, he wrote in our blog, "the current task is to protect him, not speak for him, not question him, and certainly not shine a light on ourselves at his expense. Let the brother," meaning Obama, "do his thing." And we have an installment of Speak Your Mind. News and Notes listeners Jared Lodeholt and Mary C. Curtis share their views and Wright's comments.
All right. I'll check that out. Now, also earlier this week, we covered the acquittals of the New York police detectives involved in the shooting death of 23-year-old Sean Bell. What are people writing about on that?
Well, they're writing about our coverage of it on Monday's Bloggers Roundtable segment. Police fired 50 rounds at Bell, and on our show there was some discussion about whether the number of shots fired was significant. So here's what one of the bloggers had to say.
I mean, if you can get killed by one shot, I mean, to me, the first shot is the one that matters, and that's the one that needs to be scrutinized. The other 49, I mean, they're bad marksmanship.
So that was blogger Jim Collier. And in response, a reader named Malik said that comment was totally off base. He wrote, "There is never any justification to shoot someone 50 times. Not even an animal is shot 50 times." But John Poeta, another reader, wrote, "50 rounds or 100 rounds, you shoot until the threat is neutralized, period."
All righty, so there
you then.
Go. Well, what else has people fired up on the News and Views site?
Well, there's a story that's been bubbling online involving the group Planned Parenthood allegedly targeting a minority woman for abortion. So we've tried to parse that out on our site. And the state of Florida might allow its drivers to purchase Christian-themed driver's licenses, or license plates, rather. So folks can join in the conversation at newsandviews.org or check out our Facebook page.
All right. Jeffrey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me from our studios at NPR West.